This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. On the corner of Citrus and 714 in Palm City, there's a big red barn called Palm City Farms Produce and Market, sitting on about 20 acres of land. Look a little closer and you'll see new hydroponic and aeroponic greenhouses going up, a method of growing plants without soil.
Palm City Farms Market, Rob and Mary Dawson, it's a mother and son. They own all the land that you see around here.
That's Rob Ranieri, CEO of House of Hope, a nonprofit organization that provides Martin County's most vulnerable residents with food, clothing, financial assistance, education, and referral.
And they came and said, we've got no plans for this land. You know, we know you're growing food. Do you want to really grow food? And so we actually have a 10-year lease for $1 a year, with an option to renew for 10 more years at $1 a year. So we'll be here for a while.
HOPE stands for Helping Others Progress Through Empowerment. House of Hope already has several nutrition gardens throughout Martin County. However,
this out here is straight up like production. How much quality produce can we get? How fast can we get it? What drove us to this project was, you know, quality. Growing food connects back to our food pantries and to our partners that have soup kitchens, and how that impacts health and people's ability to, you know, to function at a higher level. You know, students are going to learn better, adults are going to work better.
We walk into a 2,700 square foot screened-in greenhouse filled with hydroponic towers, brimming with little green plants. Martin County native Kayla Sinat is the production farm supervisor. She gives us a tour.
And we're growing leafy greens in our first zone. So we have different kinds of lettuce, like romaine and butterhead and summer crisp lettuce. We have a lot of different Asian greens, herbs. We have basil, we'll do parsley, cilantro.
Before us stand 76 growing towers that can hold 4,000 plants.
In these towers, we have a sprinkler system.
The water going through is nutrient-rich, and it's reclaimed and recycled, so there's little waste.
Our roots of the plants are being misted, and we have it going 1 minute every 10 minutes. And it only takes about 3 weeks right now from when we are planting them in the cups to when we're able to harvest. It definitely shaves a couple weeks off.
And the result is
faster produce, richer, thicker, tastier, all of that. So the goal ultimately here will be to get this up to about 3,000 to 4,000 pounds a month coming off of here.
We come upon volunteer Paul Meyer.
What are some of your jobs here? I see you have a drill.
I do whatever they tell me to.
Excellent.
So I've been helping install the towers and the plumbing and so far. So I haven't done any harvesting yet, so mostly construction stuff.
Future plans for the land include planting a grove.
Some fruit trees and berry bushes.
They plan to expand their additional hydroponic greenhouse and add a packing house to process their own produce, plus what is donated from other farms.
Once we get the packing house built, we'll process probably about 100,000 pounds or more of produce a year out here.
So we wonder, who is paying for this modern food production farm?
My name is Elizabeth Barbella, and I am the president and CEO of the Community Foundation Martin St. Lucie. We inspire people that are a place in life where they can give back and invest in our community, and they do. And we connect them to really important projects like this.
If we can get the household healthy, a lot of other things can fall into place. So,
learn more by following the link at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.